Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Any of you ever get to see your mom or dad go from being just mom or dad to mom or dad who's also a certified badass, where you've got to see a different side of them, like when they were sort of bowing up to protect the family or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of. I got to see my dad stick up for, there was one time during a little league game that, my dad was the coach of the team. I was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who had been a good friend of mine was also on the team. And his dad was mad that, I don't know, like his son didn't pitch or something.
Right.
And he confronted my dad in the parking lot and he was like, I want to fight you right now.
What?
Yeah. And my dad like diffused the situation, but like kind of in a badass way. He's like, I'm not going to do that. What are you? Crazy.
Yeah.
Like the dude was ready to fight my dad.
Yeah.
And he just like, he was like, yeah, no, not happening. See ya. And I was like, whoa, that was pretty sweet.
He managed to defuse it while also owning that guy to a degree.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy looked like an idiot.
Like he didn't run and hide and like get in the car and like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy who wants to fight. Yeah. Always like, a dope.
Yeah, dude. We were 12 years old and it was Little League.
So my buddy was telling me a story yesterday. He's about the same age as Hot Wings and I. And when he was a kid, his bike got stolen. At least he thought it did. And his mom and dad were like, hey, sure, you just didn't leave it at your friend's house or whatever. But he's like, no, I left it in the yard and it got stolen. So the next day, is he just telling me, is his dad was taking him somewhere after school. And sure as hell, there's that bike. About six houses down in the neighbor's yard. And he said, my dad already didn't like that family. He never said why, but he's always like, yeah, don't hang out with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Something probably happened that he didn't know about.
And he was like, my friend was like, I never wanted to hang out with them anyway. They were, you know, the kinds of kids that stole bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So dad jams the brakes, rips the wheel and pulls into the driveway, goes up, knocks on the door. And the kid comes to the door. Where'd you get that bike? Oh, yeah, that's my bike. And then they went over and pointed out the distinguishing characteristics, like the scratch on the side of the crossbar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, that's his bike, and you stole it. The kid goes, no, I didn't. He goes, you lie to me one more time, and you will regret this day. And the kid realized, like, because I doubt my friend's dad was going to punch him, but when you're a kid and you push a other parent too far, that can be terrifying.
Yeah.
So then the kid started to meld, and the kid went back, and the dad followed him, and he was giving him a good 1-2 of a lecture at the door. And the kid's dad came out and said, hey, you don't talk to my son that way. And he said that my dad at that point was like, well, listen, your son stole this bike. My son would never steal a bike. Oh, really? Come here. Gives him the big finger.
Yeah.
Come here. Walks him out in the front yard, points to the bike and says, why is this blah, blah, blah? And then they opened like the little case. You know, you used to have a little toolbox on the back of your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like he goes, what's in here? And my friend said, like a baseball card and a little wrench. And he opened it up, baseball card and a little wrench. And he goes, where do you think he got the bike now, you effing loser? Raising a kid who thinks it's okay to steal. And then you come to the door and you tell me I'm wrong. Get back in your house. We're taking this bike. And the father went, get back in the house, son. And they went in the house. And
you have to.
He goes, I had never seen my dad like yell at anyone. Not even my siblings and me when he was mad. But man, I got to see him when someone messed with his family, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I never looked at him the same. He goes, I always was kind of hero worship with you, you know, like you often are with your dad.
Yeah. When they're kind of docile.
Man. That'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, I just remembered another cool thing that my dad did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I might have talked about this on the air before, but our house got egged one night, and my dad tracked the kids down that egged our house because it was kids that my brother was, like, not getting along with.
Yeah.
So they rode their bikes by our house, boom, threw, like, half a dozen eggs at the house.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of them hit the house, and then they started to drip down. They went back, like, behind the shutters. Ugh. So you couldn't easily get that out.
Yeah.
My dad tracked them down, went to their house, knocked on their door, talked to their parents, and the next day those kids were all at our house with ladders and buckets and like brushes, and they had to climb up and scrub our house.
That is the ultimate humiliation for teenage vandals.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Tommy, did you get to see your dad act like a badass?
Oh yeah, when we were like wee lads, all of us under three, maybe four. And we were sitting in the car waiting to go to church. We had this big, huge, like, scoop mystery machine type car. And I don't know how, but one of us got up in the front seat and managed to take the car to park. And I think the other one of us pressed down on the gas and started driving the car pretty much straight into the garage. I mean, it was a long driveway, so we were just making our way up the town. And my dad noticed it from inside, sprinted out of the front door, and dove through the side door that was open over the center console and managed to press his hand right into the gas as we were about to enter in the garage and saved all of us and the car.
You mean the hit the brake, not the gas?
Oh, sorry. He hit the brake.
I want to end it all.
No, he stopped the car and it was super cool. And I still remember it to this day.
That's awesome. Was he like, what would Jesus do? I'm Jesus.
Yes.
At least the voice of in a book.
He said, be the change I want to be in the world.
That is perfect, man. God, listen to this. Right back from West Michigan, back before I had my own vehicle, this text, we got dropped off at the halfway point for our divorced parents. Mom and stepdad were fighting, and my dad walked over and put his hand right on my stepdad's collar and said, if you ever do that in front of my children again to the mother of my children, I will lay you out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
That's very good.
I told this story off air the other day, but when I was playing middle school girls basketball, they were letting us just beat up on each other. I think that's what we were talking about, was just how violent like women's and girls basketball can be.
Oh.
And there was one time we would play various tournaments. Like, I was just on a little travel ball team. And so there was a lot of us girls. So they broke us up into two separate teams. But when the other team was playing, you had to stick around and watch. And so it had been a long day for everybody. Like, my team didn't do well. The other team wasn't doing well. And they were playing this other team that was known for being really aggressive. And by this point, they were just beating up on us. We saw so many of our girls just laying hunched over on the floor, holding their faces.
Like,
people are bleeding. Like, some girls are spraining ankles, whatever. But the refs would never make a call in our favor.
By the way, those refs were probably like 19 years old and doing it as a part-time job in college. But
still, like, they were not making, they were very obvious fouls going on. And my dad had just had a shoulder surgery and was wearing a special kind of sling that had a little pillow built in under it. So his arm just constantly stayed kind of like this.
Okay. Like a shelf?
A little bit. It was his own little shelf. And so he had been there all day watching this go on. And he steps out onto the court in the middle of a game. And it's just like, at this point, why don't we strap effing boxing gloves on him?
Jesus, he's like Shooter in Hoosiers, except he was drunk. That's a foul! That's a foul! Dennis Hopper. Oscar.
But and as my dad was like walking off, all the parents from our team stood up and were clapping.
Oh,
and
God, he practically got a slow clap.
He did.
Yes.
Yes.
That's out of character for your dad, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
For sure. It takes a lot to get him to that point of stepping out and saying something.
I mean, that's pretty bad. And I said to you the other day, first time I went to my classmates' seventh grade girls basketball game, because we had fifth and sixth grade basketball, but if the girls did, it was separate and I don't remember them having it. So seventh grade basketball, we go. And I remember all of us sitting in the stands, like we played our game, like first, you know, game against other schools the night before. And then they did it. I'm like, this is a fight.
Yeah.
Like, They're going to tape razor blades on their fingers and cut some bitches, man. This is bad. This is crazy. What are we watching? This one. I watched my dad turn into a badass in front of my eyes. When I was a teenager, my parents and a couple of their friends were having drinks in our garage one weekend. One of my father's good friends, for a long time, made a snarky comment about my mother. Dad immediately began to boil, stood up, grabbed this bald man by the back of his head, and gave him 7 or 8 of the hardest hits I've ever seen a man take.
Whoa.
While his head was in his hands, cradled like a newborn. Then he let the limp, bloody blob flop onto the floor, sat down, and continued conversation like he just went for a bathroom break.
Jesus.
Damn. That's kind of violent.
Wow.
It is pretty violent.
It is. Violent. Yeah.
I'm not sure my takeaway would be badass in that moment.
I mean,
like a lunatic.
Kind of. But yeah. You got to figure after like 3 or 4 punches, you probably got your point across.
Mm-hmm.
That's in movies. Whenever I watch somebody just beating, wailing on somebody like that. Yeah. Once it gets past like 3 or 4 where you're like, you can tell the person's knocked out and then they just keep going.
Yeah.
I can't watch.
Yeah.
They're just losing their minds.
You're bashing their skull in.
This one. My sister and I were playing in the woods near our house. A group of kids came out of nowhere and they put a knife to my throat, which allowed my sister to run away. She ran to our house and my mom came running out of that house so fast with a baseball bat. Those kids had to run. She was going to murder them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
That's.
I don't blame her. If she had hit the kids, I'd have been like, I'm pretty fine with that. You put a knife to someone's, to your chest. Someone puts a knife to your kid's throat.
Not happening.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I mean, good Lord.
I've got one that had nothing to do with confrontation, but just made me think my dad was awesome in a way that I didn't think that he was before.
Yeah.
Because he had come home from, he worked for GM, and one weekend he came home with a brand new Corvette ZR1. This is 1990. I'm a junior in high school. And he goes, and it was like February, and we go to get a pizza. And I go, yeah, I just want to ride in. My dad would bring home cool stuff, but he would never drive them cool. He would just bring them home and we'd take a ride, but nothing would be out of the ordinary.
You weren't doing
He'd
donuts.
Drive it like a normal car. And he very rarely drove a stick because he had a bad knee, but this was an only stick car. So he brings it home. So we go to get pizza. And we took off out of Marco's Pizza out onto M24, and he laid that sucker sideways. I mean, he got into it, and we just did the best burnout I've ever seen my dad. I'd never seen my dad do anything like that.
You're like, I didn't even know you could spell fun.
And I remember just like kind of laughing and looking at him and going, oh, my God, both because of the car and him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, I go. But that's awesome. Then he wrecked it later, but that's beside the point.
Really? No. That is less awesome.
Yeah. I wasn't with him when that happened.
Yeah, I feel like my stories are more like yours, Hot Wings. My parents were never like violent in any way. My mom never whooped anybody's ass or anything like that. But I watched my dad do really cool stuff with helicopters, and I watched my mom save lives in like crazy accidents where she'd whip the car over and beeline it. And there were times where she'd look at us, stay in the car no matter what, because she knew it was bad. And then there were other times where, hey, you're little and scrappy. I need you to crawl in and help us. And
that's pretty badass.
It
was so badass. But I'm hearing all these stories, and I'm like, yeah, I watched my dad in his flight suit hop into a helicopter one
pretty
time.
Pretty badass.
And take
that's
off.
Badass.
Yeah. He flew over our house sometimes and put the spotlight on the house when it was our birthday. Pretty cool. Oh,
that's
really cool.
Pretty cool.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a helicopter or a skill.
I know. Or just seeing him in any of his like military wear. That was always really neat. You know, I was never going to whatever ceremonies or, you know, sort of like whatever they were doing. But watching him walk out of the house all in his dress blues, dress whites, whatever they were, whatever it was for, was always so cool. I'm like, damn.
This one's dad sticking up for someone, but it doesn't involve someone being beaten to the point where they're probably going to die. Dad worked at the school I attended. For some reason, the gym teacher didn't like our family. During gym in 7th grade, we were playing dodgeball, and I got smacked in the face, and it broke my glasses, and I went down on the floor. The gym teacher didn't stop the game. So the other team then saw me as an easy target, as we all would have in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Get him! They're down and weak!
Yeah, he can't,
you know,
see now.
My dad saw this and said, hey, stop the game! But she didn't. So he jumped in front of me like it was a movie and knocked every dodgeball away, protecting me. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. That's pretty awesome.
I wonder if you were to go back and watch that, if it was as cool as that kid remembered? You know, was it like action hero, slow motion, or was it just like they knocked one ball down?
Yeah.
Right. Here's one that's a little different. My dad got drunk one night and crawled under the trailer house and shot a muskrat with a 12 gauge. So I guess that was pretty badass.
That's funny.
A muskrat.
They make good eating if you put them on a stick and roast them for an hour.
Is that right?
No, uh-huh. I don't know. I only say that because I saw Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You roasted a lot of muskrats in your day, free beer.
No. The most interaction I had with a muskrat was when you saw one swimming in a ditch. You go, hey, and then they dive because it's funny.
Wow.
When you're a kid.
That's it. You just, hey.
Or whatever you yell. Yeah. Go deeper. You want irony.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in one weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.